Also coming up in August is the third annual Dayton Minimaker Fair. Last year's event drew several thousand visitors. The event is a two-day celebration of people who, as you may have heard, know how to make some really cool stuff. To get the details on this year's event, we spoke with Emily and Josh Corey of Make It Dayton, the group behind the event. First, they tell us how the Maker Fair got started.
It was actually a group of about five engineers from the base that were all kind of working in different areas of the maker movement. And we started putting our heads together and thinking about how we could bring the things that we love to the community.
And tell me when the organization started and how it's grown over the last couple of years.
So it started about 3 years ago. So this will be our third Maker Fair together. Before that, we had the AFRL Maker Fest, which was a pretty cool little event that we had, sort of the precursor to this larger event that we have here at Carillon Park. So whether you're interested in, you know, hobbyist level 3D printing, or you like to knit and crochet, maybe you're into ham radio or, you know, building models, anybody is welcome to join us.
Josh, can you tell me a little bit about participants?
We've got everything from the emerging fashion incubator to remote control warships that guys build and battle. The big sort of showpiece is the Boneyard Build-Off, Mendelssohn's liquidation outlet. It's a Dayton institution. We raid Sandy Mendelssohn's stock. We steal stuff and we make these teams build a mystery challenge over the course of the weekend to compete on Sunday for a $1,000 prize provided by Dayton Regional Green.
I know last year you started a social media campaign. How has that increased the awareness of your organization?
Yeah, so our social media presence has really grown over the last 2 years, and we have quite a few followers. Actually, I'd like to give a shout out to Kevin at Little Fox Engraving because he's my biggest tweet buddy. We've got some interesting Twitter chains going out there, but I think we've had a lot more exposure this year and people are really starting to understand what Maker Faire is about. You know, I think if at the beginning people thought we were maybe a little bit like a craft show or something like Hamvention or Tech Fest. But really, we take the best elements of all those things and blend them together into something that's totally new and totally different.
On Twitter, is it at Make It Dayton?
So we do have at Make It Dayton. If you want more information specifically on the Maker Fair, it's at Maker Fair Day. So MakerFaireDay.
And tell me a little bit about the hashtag Where Dayton Is Made.
Yeah, so Where Dayton Is Made is one of our campaign hashtags that we've been doing. And it's really speaking to the fact that we have a lot of history of invention in this city, going all the way back to the Wright brothers and Kettering and Deeds. So Dayton is the place where things have been made for centuries. And we're looking at, you know, towards the future of this is where Dayton is made here at the Maker Fair. This is where you're going to find that next new thing.
Tell me a little bit about some of the challenges for people who want to make things, start a new business, or become part of the economy here in the area.
I actually do a little bit of that professionally as well. So I'm over at the University of Dayton, and I'm heading up our entrepreneurial program for the School of Engineering called Leonardo Enterprises. In addition to that, I think, you know, Dayton has really undergone a revolution as far as entrepreneurship. If you look at what the Dayton Entrepreneur Center is doing, if you look at Tech Town or the renovation of the arcade space, everybody's taking technology-based startups very seriously in this town. And I think Maker Faire is one part of that ecosystem. When we organize our event, it's kind of a mixed bag of who actually signs up. Right, we never know who's going to come in the door for Maker Faire and be an exhibitor. And actually, this year we've got 75 or so exhibitors, which has really been great for us. But out of those 75 or so exhibitors, we like to look at the list and try to pair people together that might not think about talking to each other. So one example of that is we put Tim O'Sullivan, who's a local veteran. He creates these really cool movie-accurate costumes that are 3D printed. So he does C-3PO. He did Iron Man, War Machine. Who knows what he's going to bring this year. But we put him next to Gorilla Maker 3D Printers, which is a small 3D printer startup out of Northern Kentucky. And we put him in there with Parts Express, all in the same area in the park. And it was really great last year because Tim O'Sullivan actually partnered with Gorilla Maker to get some 3D printers for his real charity business, which is creating 3D printed prosthetics for wounded veterans, right? So all the costumes that he does, all that is to raise money for his prosthetics charity. So Gorilla Maker 3D Printers is partnering with him now, and Parts Express is actually helping to fund his operation. So those are people he wouldn't normally talk to, and it was great that we were able to help him make that connection.
Josh, give us some more details about the Boneyard build-off.
It's a great competition. We steal Sandy Mendelsohn's inventory, and we tell these teams what to build at the end of the day. Sunday, we're holding this competition. So last year, they had to build water balloon launchers. We had five teams. And you would think a water balloon launcher, everybody's going to come up with the same thing. No, they were wildly different. We had a 20-foot tall trebuchet. We had this big thing that used a spool, took three guys to fire. The distance record on that was 300 feet. And I'm not saying we hit a car in the parking lot, but I'm not saying we didn't either. If that was your vehicle, no, we did not. But so we've got, I think all four teams are returning teams this year. No, we do have one new team from the University of Dayton, the engineering school, the Kettering Lab Clowns. They're new this year, but we've got the reigning champions coming back, the constant variables. They've won both previous build-offs, and they're looking to do the three-peat. So, and then the first year, they had to build go-karts. So if you can imagine putting a go-kart together in a day, they managed to pull that off.
Is your organization or events like this one a part of a larger network?
It is. The Mini Maker Faire here in Dayton is part of the larger organization of Maker Faires. It's a licensed event from Make Magazine, who put on the original Maker Faire out in the Bay Area, I think 10, 11 years ago. That one has gotten huge, but they're all over the country now.
Our next closest Maker Faire cousins are in Cincinnati, and then also up in the Cleveland area, they have Maker Faire as well. So we're hoping that eventually our Dayton Mini Maker Faire will have the opportunity to grow to the Dayton Maker Faire. So that goal is roughly when we get about 100 exhibits and around 10,000 attendees. So we're well on our way towards that with 75 exhibitors, and last year we had around 3,000 attendees. So come out and help us drop the mini from our Maker Faire name. We'd really appreciate it.
And tell me what kind of response you've had from vendors from past events.
Yeah, so we've had actually a lot of our exhibitors are repeats, but then I think every year we've had around 10 to 20% new exhibitors, which has been really great growth for us and great turnover. So some of your old favorites will be returning again this year. So we have Mr. C, who's always a big crowd favorite. We also have Rar Dragon. So last year, if you were able to make a little polymer clay dragon and take it home, that same booth will be here again this year, as well as we have some other cosplayers this year. So we've got Just Some Nerd. He's a big YouTuber. He's going to be coming as Jack Sparrow. So if you're a Pirates of the Caribbean fan, come on out for that. And we also have Scott Phillips from the American Woodworkers. So another big name who's coming down for the Dayton Maker Faire this year. But yeah, so a lot of fan favorites, a lot of new things this year.
The Mini Maker Faire is August 4th from 9:30 to 5 p.m. and August 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Where can folks find out more details?
You can go to the Carillon Historical Park website, DaytonHistory.org, or you can go to Dayton.MakerFaire.com. That is our event page. And at that page, you can actually see a listing of all the exhibitors we're going to have, as well as a schedule of events.
Emily and Josh Corey with Make It Dayton, thanks so much for your time and information.
Thank you, guys.